Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Menachot, Daf Peitet, Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud, about to look at the fourth Mishnah in this, the ninth Perek. Marvin Nischei Farim, sorry, the tenth Perek, although this is the ninth Perek in Mishnah. Marvin Nischei Farim B'Nischei Elim, Nischei Kvasim B'Nischei Kvasim. Remember that when you bring a par, you bring six lug and four and three esronot. When you bring an ayel, it's 4 to 2, so both of them have the same consistency. Nischei kvasim, nischei kvasim, you can mix the nesachim of various kvasim. Shal yachid b'shal tzibur, you can mix private and public korbanot nesachim. Shal yom b'shal emesh, or today's with yesterday's. Aval ein marvin nischei kvasim nischei farim ve'elim. You can't mix that of kvasim with parim ve'elim because they have a different consistency. But if you mix them separately, meaning the oil into the flour separately, and then they got mixed together, then kasher. But if before that, then they are pasul because none of them have the right consistency, either they're too much or too little. By the way, the word nesachim here is playing a little bit ambiguously, and that is deliberate. So it could refer to the wine, refer to the whole piece, which is the oil and the flour and the wine, or could just refer to the oil and the wine. So we'll see how it plays out. The Gemara will clarify. Parenthetically, akevas abayim haomer. Remember, when you bring the omer, you also bring a lamb with it. And that lamb is accompanied by its own mincha, which is not the omer, it's a regular wheat mincha. Hapisha minchato kfula lo yu nesachav kfulim. It's kind of strange because you bring a double mincha, meaning two esronim, but still only one log, three lugim, which is the normal amount for a public korban, a minchat nesachim that goes with a korban, with a zavach, and not double. Okay, Urminu, let's take a look at the first piece in here, which allows us to mix these together. Viktiro shalei rav chalavim b'chalavim. It says Viktiro Harona Kohen. Harona Mizbecha. The Kohen has to burn the chalev. Meaning, you're not allowed to mix. It's viktiro. You have to burn it. You can't mix chalavim from different korbanot. Each one's got to go up there. So you certainly can't mix nesachim from different types. So Yochanan, imi tavu kamar. Our Mishnah is not speaking about lachatchila, what you may do, but rather, if it got mixed, it's still valid. But that doesn't work, because so the second half of that is that you may not mix kvasim with the nesachim of lambs with those of bulls and rams, and you're claiming that the resha is b'diavad, you mean that if they got mixed together, then it's invalid? Because there's only three choices here. Either you may do it, you may not do it, but it's valid. You may not do it, but it's invalid. There's no fourth choice. Our Mishnah at the end says that if you mix them separately, and then they got mixed together, ksherin, then it's valid. Michlal deresh lachatchila kamar. So clearly the first part of the Mishnah is a lachatchila, meaning this is what you are allowed to do. You're allowed to mix them. So Rabbi Yochanan's position has been defeated. Rabbi Hachi Kamar, he says, this is what the Mishnah means. Me'arvin yenam imitarev sultan mishamnana. We'll see in a minute why that would be a consideration. Once the solet and shemen got mixed together, of meaning of parim and elim, or of today's and yesterday's, or b'yachid and sibur, they all got mixed together, then you can mix the yayin lechatchila. So again, the ambiguity of what nesachim means. So that means that the resha, Abai is reading the resha, is saying, if the bidiavad, the oil and flowers of the different menachot got mixed together, you can already pour all their wine down together. The yayin lechatchila lo, you can't mix the wine lechatchila. V'hatanya medvar mamurim besolad v'shemen. Aval yayin marvin. That our Mishnah stipulations are only about solid v'shemen, where the different ratios will create a different consistency, but wine is all wine. Ela amar abayi hachakamar, this is what it means. Hechad dihuktar sultan v'shamnan. Meaning, the ratio is, if you had already burned up the solid and shemen, then me'arvin yayin lechatchila, you may lechatchila mix the wine. Hechad lo uktar, but if it wasn't yet burned up, im tarv sultan v'shamnan, if they already got mixed up together, me'arvin nami yenan, then you can mix the wine. V'imlav ein marvin. Why then not? Why? That's the reason. And it's the entire reason why you may not mix the wine of various korbanot together is because then you may come to mix their solot and shemen, and that may lead to mixing solot and shemen of variant korbanot that don't have the same consistency, but once it's already been mixed together, then you can mix the wine in. If it was burned together, then you could certainly mix the wine, regardless of which things were mixed together. All right, keves abayim ma'omer. Now, the second part of the Mishnah talked about the keves that comes with the minchat ha'omer, tana rabbanan. Uminchato shnei esronim. So the mincha itself is two esronim, not one. L'med al keves abayim ma'omer shminchato kfula. That's easy. Yachol k'shem shminchato kfula kach yino kful. I might think they would have double wine. Tamalov v'nisko yarn v'itahin. The end of that pasuk says that the nesach is one revi'it of wine. That's for one korban. So even though it's a double mincha, it's a single yain. I might think that I understand why the wine's not doubled, because it's not mixed into the mincha, into the grain. It just comes with it. And that's very reasonable, that the oil should be doubled because the flour is doubled and it's mixed together. Therefore it says, vinisko, all of its libations, meaning both wine and oil, should only be revit, meaning that standard. Now, my Talmuda, how did you figure that out from Nisko? I'm Rabbi Lazar, Ktiv V'niska, V'karin V'nisko. Look at the Ktiv, the way the text is written. It's written Vav Nun Samachav Hei, as if we read it Niska. And Niska is feminine, meaning the Nesach of the, what's the only feminine thing here, is the Mincha. And then, of course, we read it Nisko, referring to the Yayin. Niska de Mincha, Kenisko de Yayin, my Yayin Revi'it, Av Shema Nam Revi'it. Doesn't mean Revi'it, it means it's going to be the regular three log, which, of course, is really Revi'it Tahin. Actually, it does come out to be the same as the wine. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Asham mitzorah sheshchato shelo lishmo ta'un nesachim. Interesting statement Rabbi Yochanan says. If you have an asham mitzorah, which has nesachim, it's the only asham that has nesachim with it, and it's shechted shelo lishmo, which means it's not going to count for the mitzorah, it's going to have to bring another one, but it's still a valid korban per azvachim aleph aleph. It needs nesachim. Why? Sheim i'atom erken. If you don't have them, then psalatu. Then it's pasul. Why? Because there is no such thing as an asham mitzorah without nesachim. And therefore, you've kind of made it invalid. So, Matka, Rav Menashe Bar Gada, he comes with three attacks on Rabbi Yochanan. El Miata, Keves Abayim Omer. Our Keves that comes with the Omer. Shchato Shel Lishmo, Temin Chato Kfula. You'd have to bring it double. In other words, if you brought the Keves and the Keves was nishchat improperly, you'd still have to bring a double mincha with it. Shim Iata Omer Kem Salatu. And the same argument is Tamin Shel Shachar, Shchato Shel Lishmo. If they shechted the Tamin Shel Shachar improperly, Mishel Lishmo. Of course, it still goes up, but it doesn't count. The halacha is that in the morning, when you bring up the tamid shel shachar, you also bring up two boards for the maracha, and one coin brings them. What about the afternoon? There it's two coin and bring the two boards. This is all in mido. In tamid, she'ime atal merkein mekepalasal salatu. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's answer? You're right, indeed, you're pasul in every one of those cases, which, by the way, means that the real question is, so why'd you pick Asham Mitzorah as your example? You could have picked anything. The answer is he picked one as an example. Rabba disagrees and says, Bishtama hanach olot ninu. All three that we just mentioned, the keves that comes with the omer and the tamid shel shachar tamid shel rabbayim, are all olot, and therefore, ilo chazol al-chava karvu lolat nedava. Even if you don't bring the board and the double mincha and everything else, an ola could also be brought as a nedava. So therefore, if you have an olat chova, you did it shelo lishmo, and then you bring it up without whatever unusual and unique appurtenances it has, it's still valid because it's an olat nedava. But elahacha ilo mukmale b'milte. But if you don't give this asham mitzorah its proper thing, its proper environment, Asham Davimika, there is no voluntary Asham. So therefore, the only thing can be is an Asham Mitzorah. And remember, there is no other Asham that has Nesachim. All right? Now, Tana Kavater, Rabbi Yochanan. We have a bright that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that singles out Asham Mitzorah here. That's Asham Mitzorah, Shchato Shelo Lishmo, O Shalona Tami Damo, Gabe Bionot, or if he didn't put the dam on the ear and the thumb and the toe of the Mitzorah, which means that he hasn't completed the process. Harizu ole l'gabei mizbeach. It goes up on the Mizbeach. Ta'un nesachim. You have to bring nesachim. So chasham acher la'atiro. Now, Mitzorah still needs another Hashem to be matir him for kodshim. Okay, the next Mishnah Hey, goes back to the measuring pieces. Kol midot shemikdash hayu nigdashot. Which means anytime you measured anything, you heaped it up to the rim. You would heap it inside. Now, midat halach berutzei kodesh. This is something we referred to in the last podcast. the liquid measures, the rims of the liquid measures are kodesh. Midat tevish beretzen chol, but not the dry measures. They're chol. Bekeva omer midat halach kodesh fiachah beretzen kodesh. He says here's the reason, because he disagrees with our first mishnah basically, seemingly, and says that the dry measures weren't made kadosh, and therefore the berutzim are not kadosh. The liquid measures were the only ones made kadosh, and therefore their berutzim are kadosh. So midat halach kadesh fiachah beretzen kodesh. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo mishum zeh. You have a different reason for this. Meaning, they're all three, Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yossi, are all looking at the same mitziyut, which is that the Beirutzim are not kodesh of the dry measures, but they are of the liquid measures. The Tanakama just says that's the halacha. Rabbi Akiva says it's only because the liquid measures are the only ones that are kodesh at all. And Rabbi Yossi says a different reason, which is elash halach ne'akar ve'aveshon ne'akar. The lach drips out, spills out, and therefore it touches there, which means it's only kadosh inside, but it spills out. The dry one doesn't spill out like that because it's dry, and therefore it doesn't go outside unless it was never inside. Okay, money. Who's the author of Mishnah? E Rabbi Meir. Think back to the first Mishnah. There was one that was gadush, but the other one was not gadush. Remember, Meir had two esronot. There was only one, and it was machuk, not gadush at all. So who's our authority? Meir says, he doesn't mean that the measuring cup was built like that. It means the way you measured was like that. Meaning the way you measured for every mincha was to pour it in and have it go up to the top and rise to the rim and then pour it in, not have it heaped to the level. Okay, not alach beretzen kodesh. Mike Mipalgi, what's the machloka? The three-way machloka. Tanakama sov midat alachim shecha ben fim ben rachutz. So Tanakama says that simply they anointed the liquid measures inside and out. Midat yavesh shecha ben fim ben shecha ben rachutz. The dry measures were only inside. Akiva sov midat alachim shecha ben fim ben rachutz. Midat yavesh lo ben shecha lo kol ikar. The liquid measures were anointed inside and out. The dry measures weren't anointed at all. He says both liquid and dry were anointed inside, not outside. That the reason is because the liquid stuff spills out, so therefore it was already inside when it became kodesh, then it went outside. That's why the stuff you find out there is kodesh, because it was already inside. The question on Rabbi Yossi is, so what if it's ne'akar? How does that help? He intended what he needs, which is the stuff inside, which means he didn't have intent to mekadesh the stuff that fell out. So he says, Zotomeret, klei sharet, mekachin shelo midat. And something we've discussed earlier, whether or not the kli will affect a hekde, be mekadesh that which you didn't intend, meaning it'll correct your intent and do it the right way. So he says it does, and therefore even though you didn't intend this stuff, it was inside, it was kodesh, and therefore it is. I could say no, that perhaps it follows your dot. And he puts a new twist into it, that the outside stuff is kodesh is as a gzerah, because others, it'll look to people as if you took something that was kodesh and you took it out to chol, because it was in the kli, it got outside, or it was on the outside of the kli, and then you're using it for something else because it wasn't kodesh. So people should not make that mistake. Therefore, they ruled that it would be considered kodesh, and since it doesn't happen to dry stuff, therefore there's no reason to make the gzera. Motiv Rabbi Zera, so it's a nice idea, but Rabbi Zera has the following challenge. Siderat alachem atavazichin lachar Shabbat, let's say they blew it, and they brought the lachem apanim in on a Sunday. Viktir atavazichin in Shabbat, and then he burned the bazichin the next Shabbat, psula. That's wrong, because it has to be in there for two Shabbatot. The Shabbat you brought it in, the Shabbat you take it out. Ketzad yaseh, what's the solution? Nechir the Shabbat haba, you gotta leave it for another week. It could be there for a long time. It's not a problem. But there it looks bad because the onlookers will see that you're keeping the lechem hapanim inside for all that time, and they'll get the impression that you could use the shulchan as kind of a storage space, which of course is something that's not true, and it's pretty upsetting to think that. So since we don't have that concern, so why should we have the concern of motzi'in mikle sharet l'chol? The answer is pnim achutz karamit. You're challenging me about something that happens inside to my ruling about outside. Pnim lav kuli amayadi, chutz kuli amayadi. People don't know what's going on in the inside of the mikdash, lachem apanim, they don't see it. Stuff on the outside, they see, and here you're measuring stuff out, people see that. Ta'atam, motar nesachim lekitza mizbeach. A Mishnah in Shkalim, Perek Dalet, says that motar nesachim, meaning the surplus of nesachim, goes lekitza mizbeach. Kitza mizbeach is when you feed the mizbeach extra stuff. My motar nesachim is, what's the referent in that Mishnah? Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Amar Beirut Semidot. That's our Beirut Sim. The extra liquids that flow over, that is kept around as kitzla mizbeach. And Reachon Amar Ki Otashanin, he says, no, it's a reference to something else. I'm a kabel alav sapek saltot merbav yam duv shalosh. Somebody says, I'm going to provide the solot for the next year or month or whatever it is in the mikdash at a price of four, let's say, four maneh for a seah, and the price goes down to three, is sapek merbav. He still owes as if it were four, which means he owes the mikdash as if it were four. Shalosh v'amdu mi'arba, misapek mi'arba. But if on the other end it went up from three to four, he still has to pay four. Shiyara hektesh al aliyona. That's the rule in interactions with hektesh. Hektesh always has the upper hand. So they either get the original price or the current price, whichever is better. Now, what does that mean? We'll see in a minute. Tanya kavatet rachiyo. Here's the kavatet Rabbi Yochanan. We have a bright to supporting each position. Kavatet rachiyo by Yosef, who says, Beirut semido talalu ma yosin ba. And what would they do with the extra liquids that came on the rim and the back? Just as we had with Nesachim, where the Zevach became Pasul, if there's another Korban that needs it, then Yakrivuimo, then bring it with that Korban. If they stay overnight, they're Pasul, because they were already Kodesh. But if you can, use them for Kitza Mizbeach. So what is that? That's what I mentioned a minute ago. Olot, meaning you redeem the liquids, and with it you use to buy Olot. Habasar l'ashem v'orod l'kohanim. The Mizbeach gets the basar, and the kohanim get the pelt. Tanakad Rabbi Yochanan. We have a bright that supports Rabbi Yochanan, which is, Habakabal Allah v'sapek saltot mi'arba v'mdu v'shalosh v'sapek v'arba v'shalosh v'mdu v'arba v'sapek v'arba. Tanakdish al Yonah. So again, you always pay the higher price. V'zeo sheshaninu atonu sachil l'kita Mizbeach. And the brighter connects it with our Mishnah in Shkalim, saying that's the motar nesachim. The motar nesachim is if you agreed to support it and the price went down, which means you're still paying at the higher price, which means there's going to be all this money left over at the end of the year that you were donating for nesachim, which don't, for solid or whatever, that don't need to be used, that goes the kitz hamizbeach. Okay, well, pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.